Yes, 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 my friends. You've come to the right place. It's Truth to Power here on Forward Radio. My name is Justin Mugg. I'm one of the volunteers here at the station, and I'm really excited this week to be bringing you some highlights from our 7th anniversary party that just took place last weekend on Saturday, April 13th at Logan Street Market, where we did a wonderful live broadcast of all of the fun that went down that day and some really important community conversations and some lighthearted ones as well. But you're going to hear from Charles Booker today. You're going to hear from our friends over in East Leeds Community Radio in Louisville's sister city of Leeds, England. And you're going to hear some wonderful conversation with fellow programmers and guests who were there at our birthday celebrating 7 years in your ears here on Forward Radio. So with no further ado, I'm going to take you down to Logan Street Market on April 13th right here on Truth to Power. And we are breaking into our regularly scheduled program to bring you a special live broadcast from Forward Radio's birthday party to celebrate with us 7 years of broadcasting in the public interest for the community. We have so much fun lined up for you today here at the Logan Street Market. And as you can hear in the background, we've got live musicians, and they are going to lead a contra dance. Before we hear some remarks from Charles Booker, and then we'll have some interviews with all kinds of folks who are here. And at 7 p.m., we're going to connect with our sister city over in Leeds, England. And the East Leeds Community Radio Station is going to join us virtually. I'm so excited to reconnect with them. And the new connection we've made with them is so great. So many reasons to celebrate with us and to mark this festive occasion and to help us reach our goal. You know, we have a goal today of raising $7,000 for Forward Radio's 7th anniversary, 7 years of broadcasting to the community. We set this goal as a little bit ambitious. We've never raised that much before in one pledge drive. We have 36 donors so far. And now's the time to go to forwardradio.org. Let's hear about the contra dancing that's going to happen here.
We are from Louisville Country Dancers. A couple of our regular dancers are board members at Forward Radio, so we wanted to help you all celebrate your radio birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday, Louisville Forward Radio! Contra dancing is a very approachable community dance, so it seems like a very appropriate way to celebrate community radio. Yeah. You don't need any prior experience. You do need active listening ears. It's sort of like a game of Simon Says. I'm going to be up here telling you what to do the entire time. And we have some awesome live music, kind of in the traditional roots music sphere. The first dance we're going to do is actually a mixer. So the partner you start with is not going to be your partner for the entire dance. So I encourage you to find a partner and wander out onto this wonderful dance floor we have here for tonight.
There are so many Forward Radio friends here that you can meet in person. You hear these voices, disembodied voices on the air, and you never knew what Bob Klein looks like, but here he is. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Yeah, you don't want to know what I look like. Just come and be shocked.
But you might want to shake his hand.
That's true. That's true. Hands are clean.
And you might want to thank him for how long you've been doing your show, Bob? 7 years, right?
7 years, ever since we first went on.
7 years of Retro Forward. Think of all the music we've heard over those 7 years, dating back throughout the history of American music, right?
Yeah, and guess what? I have a co-host that's going to start with me in a couple of weeks.
No way, Bob.
Yeah, and I can't tell you yet who it is. But it's going to be interesting.
That's cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah, I know.
I've really enjoyed what you've been doing lately with the Black History Month and now Women's History Month.
Yeah.
Showcasing all kinds of artists that we wouldn't hear anywhere else. That's what you do on Retro Forward.
Yeah, and this week coming up, Eric Carmen, The Raspberries, and All By Myself. That was, I guess, his biggest song. He passed away, 2 weeks ago? Yeah.
That's great. When can people catch Retro Forward?
Midnight to 1 a.m. on Wednesday mornings, 2 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, and 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
That's right. Thank you, Bob, for being such a longtime volunteer at the station. It's not effortless, but I'd say it's painless, right?
Yeah, and thank you for everything you do.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
Because your program's always informative.
Thank you.
And I can tell you do some work, but you know a lot of people. I don't think you have to, bribe people to be on your program. So.
No, that's right.
And when's it on?
Oh, you can hear Sustainability Now every Monday at 6 p.m., then midnight and 10 a.m. Tuesday. You know what I did this year, Bob? I invited every single person who's appeared on my show in the last 7 years to this party today.
Wow.
We'll see how many show up, but I have already seen a few.
Yeah, I did the same thing, only Paul McCartney and Ringo said they couldn't make it. Mick Jagger, he can't make it, But by the way, I hate to tell you this, but I was going to ask Elvis, but he died. No, I'm sorry. He's working at Kmart out in Middletown.
Okay, you got it.
And we have some dancers over here.
I know. Are you going to dance, Bob? Are you a dancing fool?
No. No, we don't do that.
His dancing days are done, but.
That was a long time ago.
How long have you been doing radio, Bob?
Carry
what year
one,
did you go on air the first time?
Oh, 1973.
73. Yeah. Man, I wasn't even on this planet, Bob. That's amazing. What a legacy. Here I was feeling good about myself, Bob, on the way over here, reflecting on, it's 2024, and I believe it was 1994 when I first went on air, but that's nothing compared to you.
Well, and then we can, we can look at people like Dick Clark. How long was he on? There was one guy that was a program director here in Louisville at a radio station back in the 60s. His name was Mitch Michael, Mighty Mitch pitching the hits. And he was in radio for over 50 years, something like 53 or 54 years, just in radio.
That's fantastic.
And I mean, they had to drag him out of the studio, I think. He hated to leave it, but.
Yeah.
And now he's, just most of the time he's counting his money. Yeah, and he was from your home state, Wisconsin.
Yes, I moved here from Wisconsin. I wasn't born there, but I love that state. I lived there for a decade.
Where were you born, Justin?
I was born in Oberlin, Ohio.
Okay.
And I went to high school in Arlington, Virginia, outside of D.C.
Wow, okay.
Went back to Oberlin for college and then up to Wisconsin, Madison for grad school.
Where is Oberlin? Is it near Cleveland?
Yep, about a 45-minute drive from Cleveland to the southwest. And I just looked at our donor board here online, and oh my goodness, the most recent donor happens to be my own dear wife, Amanda Fuller. Out in California. She's not even in town.
Oh, really?
And okay. She went online to forwardradio.org and made a very generous contribution to the station. I want to thank you, Amanda.
Also, donations from afar.
That's right. We also want to thank Nancy Jakubiak, a longtime supporter. Vic S. made a super generous donation recently. Frederick Hilton contributed. Oh, my God. Frederick, you went above and beyond. Thank you, Fred. And then Deborah Gutig also made a nice contribution, as does Amy Smiley, host of Perks of Being a Book Lover. And Nancy Peterson and Greg Gapsis has contributed to the station for many, many years. We want to thank all of those and everybody else who's given since we started this pledge drive back in March. Could not do it without your support. Looks like we got about a dozen dancers out on the dance floor right now. Have you ever done counter dancing?
I did it one time.
Me too. All right, we're going to go to the stage. Thanks, Bob.
There we go.
This is the other Justin, Justin Makoviak, or Goliath.
Have a great time. Have a drink at the bar. And guys, I'll be back on stage in a little bit as the night continues. Guys, thank you so much for the music. It's awesome. Let's see you guys.
We have invited all of our friends to come on out. We'll be talking with some of the community partner organizations that are here as well a little bit down the road. Like I said, I've invited all of the former guests on my show. We've got a few former guests on my show right here. Vaughn Barnes is here. I seem to always run into Vaughn every time I do a live broadcast because he's always in the right places. Aren't you, Vaughn?
I guess I am. How you doing today, man?
I'm good. Are you getting excited about the How To Fest coming up, too?
How To Fest, I've been excited about all the planning, but I won't be there.
I heard you're not even going to be in the house, but don't worry. There'll be goats, right?
There will be goats at the How To Festival, also other animals. So I'm happy about all the planning and all the people that's going to come out and help.
That's right. Thanks for coming out today.
Happy birthday, right? Isn't it seventh birthday? Happy birthday.
Can you believe that? I can't believe it's been 7 years already. We've got some contra dancing going on. People can get in on. Stick around for the cake coming up at 7:30, and then 10% discounts off all the local food.
Yeah, everything at Logan Street is really good, and I'm glad that the 10% is there because I definitely just need to save that money. Yeah, so right exactly. Now, right now it's perfect. It's perfect timing for it. So.
And if you're not scraping by, if you could take that extra 10%, donate it to Ford Radio. How about that?
That's right. Donate it to Ford Radio. Sustainability now.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Vaughn, for being here, man. This is such a great event. I always love it when we've got our friends getting together because Ford Radio can feel, you know, radio is kind of a lonely medium sometimes. It's just you in the studio. I always love to bring friends in the studio to do interviews, but sometimes you just don't know if anybody's listening, and this is a time to come on out and say, yeah, I'm a listener, I'm a supporter, I love what I hear, and maybe I'm going to dance with you all, too. Have you ever contra danced before?
No, not at all. I'm here as a spectator, for
that's
sure.
Right. Yeah, spectators are welcome.
This is not for me, but I love watching it, and the vibe is good, the beat is good. Right now, my daughter's a participant, so I'm here watching. Yeah, it's her first time, so I get to watch this.
That's awesome, man. I love it. The instructions are being given. Hey, what's going on, Lilia? How are you?
Doing fantastic. How's it going?
Great. You know, the last program I listened to on Ford Radio was?
What's that?
Goliath's Rants, Reviews, and Revivals.
How'd you like the last episode?
All about Dungeons and Dragons.
That's
that was
the one.
Awesome.
Dungeons
oh my God.
And dad jokes, actually.
Dungeons and dad jokes. Where do you find these people? Oh, I know. You told us where you find them, right?
At conventions, yeah. Actually, I walked up to them. They were just finishing up a campaign, and I had this little kid. He was so excited. He's like, I won! And he pulls me in, and he's like, I got to tell you all about everything we just did. And I was like, yes, yes. I will sit with you for half an hour while you chat.
We're celebrating our 7th birthday, but
yeah, we are.
Y'all haven't been on the air quite that long, right? Do you know how long you've been doing this?
I think a little over a year and a few months, maybe a year and a half, which is really exciting.
I know. You've been such a great addition to the programming schedule. There's nothing else like it, certainly on our station, or I don't think anywhere else.
Nah, as a community radio, we are the voice of the community.
Right, right.
And there's no community like Louisville, and there's no station like ours.
That's awesome. Yeah, thank you for doing what you do. And helping set up our silent auction, too, right? There's a bunch of great stuff over there.
Oh, yeah. We've got some lovely, lots of pasta gift baskets. We've got a big old vase that's actually really beautiful from an artist in Berea.
Wow.
We've got vacation packages, which are new this year.
Yeah.
Mexico, Greece, Italy, Ireland, wherever you want to go. We have some domestic travel ones as well, like Myrtle Beach, Orlando, Florida, if you want to go to Disney. It is all there, so
wow.
Got to check it out.
Wow, that is so awesome. Thank you for all the work getting that up. That's really great.
Yeah, thank you guys for being such a great community and inviting us in. I think we're the newbies still, but we love it. Like, we're so happy to be here as part of that.
Yay. We love having you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm going to rove around and talk to some other folks who've joined us here for our birthday party. Oh my gosh, who's at the Forward Radio booth? It's Patty Pan, my friend.
Hello, Justin. We are having a great time at the birthday party tonight.
That's right. I'm so glad you're here.
This is a wonderful location to have this event.
Isn't it?
It's our first time having it here, and I love it.
I love it too. So you did a great live Critical Thinking for Everyone this
Thank
week.
You,
I'm
Justin.
So sorry.
We missed you. We missed you. We tried to endeavor with carry
on
without
back,
you.
But I heard the rebroadcast
at the
Critical Thinking Witching Hour.
Midnight. Good.
Thoroughly enjoyed it, including the bloopers.
Well, yeah. What's our show without some bloopers?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And when it's live, you've got no but I didn't hear any swearing. You all did great.
Thank you. Thank you. Well,
we didn't talk about that particularly problematic book.
Well, I will tell you, we had a great time, although we wasn't the same without you.
I know.
But
I would have loved to be
we
there.
Carried on.
Pushing the buttons.
We carried on, and we're glad you made it back safely.
I know, right?
So, yeah. But we're doing great.
At
we're
that point, great. At that point, the fundraising wasn't so
high. No.
It is
we
up.
Have doubled our donations in the last 48 hours.
I think so.
It's amazing.
This
look at where we are.
This town is full of procrastinators.
Hey, I know. They're making us sweat it out. How exciting. Look how close we are.
Everyone wants to be like that last donor that pushes us over the line.
They want the glory.
They want the glory.
They want the
Nobody
glory.
Cares about the horse in the middle of the pack.
Hey, yeah. We're coming into the wire here.
And look who our most recent
Amanda
donor is.
Fuller.
Somebody loves me out there. She's not even in town.
Oh, really? Thank you, Amanda. Right? Justin's partner donated. Thank you, Amanda.
She might be listening online at forwardradio.org.
Well, we love you, Amanda. Thank you. And we had some wonderful, we had Nancy Jakubiak. Thank you so much. Wonderful donation. Vic S. Oh my gosh. Fred so Helton. Yes. Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Deborah Gutig donated today. So we've had some wonderful donations today, helping us get to the finish line.
We want to do it. We want
Come
your
on,
support.
Help us crush it.
We do this because we love our community. We want to give back to our community. And you can do that today, too. Even if you don't have time to volunteer with us, right? You can just
That's
chip
okay.
in.
Okay. Time, talent, or treasure. We'll take your treasure. I was talking to someone here tonight who did not know that we were all volunteers. She had
really?
No idea. Blew her mind.
She thought we were getting the big bucks.
Yeah. She were like, what? You guys all do this as volunteers? Yep, we do. And we do it. When we raise this money, this is the money that's the infrastructure that allows us to pay for our FCC license,
that's right.
to have that antenna working, to have the equipment. That's it. That's just the infrastructure. And then we bring all the bloopers.
And all the fun and all the laughs, which is what I love about your show. So
yeah.
well. And you know, coming up at 6 o'clock.
Charles Booker.
Charles Booker.
Yay. We're so excited.
I'm so excited he's
yeah.
here.
So,
and then a little later, we're also going to connect with our friends over in East
Leeds
Community.
Yeah,
Radio.
Yes.
And there's cake.
And there's cake. Oh, my God. The cake looks amazing. Don't miss that. 7:30, I think we're cutting the cake. So, yay.
And I'm counting on you to sample the food out there.
Oh, trust me.
Tell me a little something about
Trust me.
Food.
Yeah, when my spouse gets here, he's gonna bring the food to me. Yeah.
It's 10% off if you come to our party. Yeah. How about that? Thanks for being here, Patty. Thanks for all
you
do.
Thanks, Justin. Happy
going
to
strong.
Happy to
yes,
be here.
Yes. Stay tuned. We got Charles Booker coming up here. We will thank you live on the air, as I am excited to do right now for our 37th donor, Sue Finley. Yeah, longtime supporter of the station. Thank you, Sue, for your very generous contribution to help keep us on the air. We're so grateful for your support of the station. My name is Justin Mogg. I'm coming to you live from Logan Street Market. This is our 7th anniversary birthday party. We have had so many great parties over the years. We always make a big stink out of it. Why not, right? Celebrate mark the occasion of another year on the air. I was just reflecting. We've had so many good parties over the year. Do you remember just last year's party? It was right around the corner at Core Gallery.
It was beautiful, too.
I know, right?
Like, what a great location.
And I remember our very first one. We had it
7 years ago. Yes.
Yes. And we popped the cork on Forward Radio going on the air. Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah. It's so great.
So Logan Market is a really cool community space. I think it's a perfect location to share with a Forward Radio because it is a place where businesses start. It is a place where people get a chance to grow. A lot of businesses start here at Logan Market and then they get their funds so they can go have a full restaurant or a larger space or venue. And it all starts here, folks. So when you shop here, it stays in the community, it's local, and your funds go directly to improving the lives of your neighbor. So I think it's a wonderful thing.
It's like a business incubator for food, right? Yeah.
Heck yeah, not just food. There's a few little shop vendors upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
They sell shirts and they sell trinkets and goodies. So there's a little bit of everything happening here.
And it's really a place with a social mission, right? Like, it's not just about making money, but also a community space. And that's why they host great events like this and so many others throughout the year here at Logan Street Market. So
Absolutely. We're
really excited to be part of it.
Absolutely. We are also having our guest, they said Charles Booker,
yeah.
speaking here shortly.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. Charles has been
a longtime supporter of the station. He's guest on my show, too, when he was running for Senate.
Oh, cool.
And it's so great to have a place on the airwaves where we can do things like have unfiltered conversations with candidates for office, or have people who are into dad jokes and Dungeons and Dragons, right? All on the same station. That's so cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether you're interested in politics, books, or nerd culture, it is all right here in one place, made by us and for us.
Had you ever done radio before you got on this station?
Never.
What's it been like?
There's definitely been a learning curve.
Yeah.
I would say that initially it took us like, I don't know,
hours.
2 hours to make a show with all of the stops and waits and ums. Yeah. But now we can fly through an hour-long show in maybe like an hour 15.
Yeah.
So it just gets smoother. It gets easier.
It does.
If you're thinking that you have a great idea for a radio show, you know, come talk to us. We might just have a place for that.
Oh, totally. That's what it's all about. We're trying to lower the bar of access to media and give you just the tools you need to turn your vision, your passion, whether it's nerd culture or anything else, into weekly programming that inspires and just is so unique. You can't hear it anywhere else.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's really, we want people to not feel intimidated by radio.
Right.
It really is a natural medium. Like, if you can have a conversation, you could probably do a radio show.
That's right. So actually, before Goliath's Rants, Reviews, and Revivals, our show was on the radio. It was, in fact, just a YouTube show, you know, a kind of humble YouTube beginnings,
yeah.
You know. And we certainly had our practice in, and we had put in the time for many years prior to the radio show. Now, we just have the ability to reach a wider audience through a new form of media, which is really, really cool.
It is. It's so cool. I love the intimacy of radio. It really helps me get in your all's heads when I hear your show. You're coming from a completely different place. Like, I don't think about the kinds of things you guys are thinking about. And somehow it's easy. It's easy to connect.
Yeah.
Across the airwaves.
Across the airwaves and across the generations, I suppose.
Across the generations, too, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, my co-host, he's on his own planet sometimes. I'm not even on the same airwave. But, you know, I make sure that it all comes out cohesive for the radio. That's my job.
You do a good job of reining him in.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I can see why you guys are perfect for each other.
Ah, yeah. Much appreciated, sir.
Do you have any idea how many shows you've done in this time?
Oh, hold on. We numbered them with our grand master list of songs, you know, for the reports.
Oh, right.
Let me think. I might have to get back to you on that one.
Okay. I'm wondering if you're nearing 100 yet.
Probably not.
No, not yet.
Okay.
No, I think we might be in like 30 something.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, think about all the different people you've talked to and all the kinds of different nerd culture things you've covered in all that time. It's really cool.
It's been great fun. And actually, you know, one of the great things about the show too, aside from the nerd culture, is that we want to showcase people who are fighting, people who are trying to make their dreams come true. And in fact, we have interviewed someone who works right here at Logan Market.
Oh, that's right. Remind people.
What was that? Yeah, it is Chef Sasha over at the Jewish Deli in the corner. He makes the most fantastic sandwiches, and we just got talking to him one day. He said, oh yeah, I've done radio, and we said, let's talk.
Alright.
Turns out this guy had the most incredible life story and started in New York and, you know, did catering for like the biggest companies, and we were like, and you're here at Logan Market? And he's like, oh yeah, just, you know, kicking back, taking it easy, stepping back from all the craziness, finding, you know, centering myself and finding my passion all over again.
Oh, I love it.
So it was a wonderful interview. That's go check great. It out. We'll great. Have to re-air it sometime.
Yeah, those are the kinds of voices you're going to hear on Forward Radio that you won't hear anywhere else. Hear from Charles Booker, who's going to be coming up in just a moment, and meet some of the local folks who are tabling with us this afternoon. The League of Women Voters is here. Hi, you all. Thanks for coming. Do we have an election coming up or what?
No, never. Always.
There's always an election coming up. And we try to be prepared. So.
And it is not too late for people to register to vote, right?
Right. We have for the May primary coming up May 21st. You have till April 22nd. To register.
April 22nd is also Earth Day, so put that in your brain.
Okay.
Make sure you register to vote in order to save the planet.
You're right.
And to save a lot of other things, too.
What do you say to people who are like, it seems like the election's already wrapped up, like all the other states have voted. There's other things on the ballot, right?
Well, there is a primary. It depends on what district you're in. Yeah. So it's really... you can always go to govote.ky.gov. Perfect. You can get you a sample ballot, and you can find out who in your district is on that ballot, and you can make sure you make the right decisions.
And there may be some local council races that are all wrapped up in this primary coming up, right? I mean, pretty much they're...
Yeah.
All the Democrats are going to win, and you, the Democratic primary.
Well, there are two Democrats in my district.
There you go.
That are it will be on the primary. So
there you go.
For District 8, I believe.
And it has gotten easier to vote. It's still there's still some barriers, but early in-person voting is a thing now, right?
Ever since COVID.
Well, and there's also early voting.
Yep.
No excuse.
No excuse.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday before election.
Okay.
And those locations are on that govote.ky.gov. So it makes it very convenient. I always vote early. So.
Now, are you having any candidate forums or anything like that coming up you want to let the listeners know about?
Well, we do have one coming up this Wednesday for District 4, and they're going to take Jacory's...
Arthur.
Yes,
they're
going to,
right, so there's about
it's a wide open
10 people that won his job.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot.
Have they all confirmed?
Well, I mean, there's...
We'll see who shows up.
Yeah, right. Some of them show up, some...
Yeah.
Yeah, the world is run by people who show up, is what I say.
And the League of Women Voters are some of those people who show up consistently. Help us understand this democratic process and how we keep this ship of state righted.
Yeah, make democracy work is our slogan.
Absolutely.
It's we're going to become even more important when we become a non-partisan.
Oh, right.
Yes.
So tell listeners who weren't familiar what happened in Frankfurt.
Well, the state legislator said that Class 1 city is going to have non-partisan voting, and since Louisville's the only class one city, that means us.
That means us.
Which is mayor and metro council.
Will no longer be partisan election. No. Boy, that's going to...
They can't even put it on the ballot.
Wow.
And, you know, there's caucuses and things like that in the council that are going to have to figure out what that's going to look like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to become even more important for the league to educate voters what is happening, what each candidate stands for, so they can determine who to vote for.
Yeah,
really appreciate that. If folks show up at your table today, can they register here?
Yes,
absolutely. Yeah,
okay.
That's what we... And we always promote online voter registration.
So we have the form. Yeah.
There's a form right here if you don't want to get online.
Yeah.
And
if we don't have the answers, we'll try to get them for you.
Lots
of
great handouts to help you stay informed. Wonderful. Thanks for being here. I hope you get some voters registered today.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We bring in community partners from around the community here on Forward Radio and stick a mic in their face and give them that megaphone that they can't get anywhere else on the corporate media or even on public radio. It can be hard. One of my former guests is also here tabling with Save Bernheim now. It's Wallace McMullen. Hey, Wallace, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Pleased to talk to you.
Absolutely. What's the state of the pipeline through Bernheim?
Well, okay. Come at this from a couple of different perspectives. One is, I know you're talking about Earth Day, and let's try to mitigate climate change so we have a livable world 30 years from now. Well, that means don't build any new fossil fuel infrastructure.
Absolutely.
So that's a good reason to oppose this new pipeline. And then there's the situation that they want to build it through a karst area that has had a landslide And, you know, having shifting soil underneath a high-pressure methane pipeline, it sounds like a public health hazard and an explosive hazard to me. And that's another reason to fight it. Plus, there's also the sort of natural preservation angle of they want to put it through a section of Bernheim that connects with a biological corridor that goes north towards, I think it's the Salt River, which hopefully one of these days we're going to have a corridor that allows animals that are trying to escape global warming to move north. Well, this pipeline is going to create a massive break in that corridor if they get it through. So we're doing all we can to fight it. Unfortunately, they got the PSC, the Public Service Commission, to approve it in 2016, kind of surreptitiously. It was all done under a seal of confidentiality, and the public found out about it after the fact. So we are fighting it in the courts. The state of Kentucky paid for half that land, put up half the money. And interestingly, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service put up almost the entire rest of it. So the donation from the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife Service had the condition that this would have a real estate covenant that said this is preserved as wild area forever. Yeah. Well, Louisville Gas and Electric wants that to be trashed.
Right.
And they've managed to get the lowest level court that would hear the case in Bullock County to agree that they could override that eminent domain protection. And Bernheim Forest has appealed that. So that's working its way through the state courts. There's also endangered species protection. I think there's 13 endangered species in that route.
In the line of the
proposed pipeline. And gotten some expert legal help from the Center for Biological Diversity. The Center for Biological Diversity essentially wrote two letters and all the environmental permits were suspended, which is pretty neat.
Yeah.
And that legal process will probably take nigh on forever.
Yeah.
At least we hope. At least we hope it'll take almost forever, because the need for this pipeline, the major customer that wanted it was Jim Beam Distillery. They no longer want it. They've developed a different source for the fuel they need. They don't need this pipeline anymore. And they were supposed to get like 95% of the gas that would flow through this. So if they don't need the fossil gas, it's a dangerous pipeline, fossil fuel infrastructure. There's lots of reasons to work to stop this pipeline.
What is the role for citizens, for listeners? What could they do to help save Bernheim?
Well, some 10,000 folks have signed a petition, which we were able to convey to the governor. We have a group that working together that meets every couple of weeks. We're very glad to have more volunteers joining us in trying to work on it. And there's always things to do, like just helping to get the word out. Do things like come on Justin's program and talk about it. And that was fun. Justin's a wonderful interviewing host. I strongly recommend anybody's got a sustainability story to tell, contact Justin and arrange to talk on his radio show.
Yes, I'm always looking for guests, and it's never a struggle. There are so many people in town who are engaged in sustainability, and we love it. So, yes, get in touch with us at forwardradio.org. You can get behind the microphones, too, and come on by the booth here, the Save Bernheim booth, and talk to Wallace and maybe get engaged in protecting such a special, unique place in our region, right?
Hey, you said it very well, Justin. Thank you very much for coming by with a microphone and letting us tell our story.
Yes, absolutely. That's what we do on Forward Radio. We stick microphones in the faces of those who deserve a little bit of media coverage that they're not going to get anywhere else.
Just breaking in to remind you that we're not actually live. We're listening back to some highlights from the live broadcast at Logan Street Market for our 7th anniversary party here on Forward Radio's Truth to Power. And we will take you back there now to April 13th right here on Forward Radio.
I'm back over here at the silent auction table, and Tori is really considering
placing a bid, aren't you?
Well, no, I almost placed a bid on something that I donated.
Oops. Hey, that's a great way to support the station.
That is a beautiful piece of pottery. Oh, yeah. I better let someone
it
else have a shot at that.
It is a beautiful piece of pottery.
Yes, it's by a potter who's based in Berea.
In Berea, yeah.
And cool. I love Berea.
Yeah.
How about you got your eye on any of these trips?
I just saw this one to London.
To London, how cool is that?
And I'm going to be in London this summer.
Oh, nice.
Because Kari, my daughter, is going to 2 conferences this summer. The first is in Salzburg and the second in London. She's going to stay over there and go back to her old Peace Corps haunts in Bulgaria between. And then we're going to hook up in London, and my older daughter is going to fly over from New York. New Orleans,
can you believe we're 7
Las
years
Vegas?
Old?
No.
How did this happen?
it was
time,
a total labor of love, and it's still, you know, this core group of very dedicated people
who have brought,
it's amazing, because I think that's very hard to pull off in this day and age, to keep a group of people together and dedicated to keeping this station on the air. And that's not just the people behind the microphones, it's all of our supporters out there.
A
lot of work behind the scenes, but also it's the people who support us.
You can also give in memory of someone, like maybe Lonnie Griesbaum.
I always
like to donate to some of our programmers who've passed away, and think about everything that they gave to the community.
Tim Sheldorf, who did so much for us. He didn't have a program, but he was instrumental in getting the station on there.
At the beginning. Absolutely. Shout out to Tim Presente. And what's so cool is when you hear those voices of people from the past.
I know. On the station,
station
90s.
Yeah.
I know.
It always tugs at my heartstrings.
It does. Me too. And I think Tim's sister is here.
Oh.
Thought I saw her. Cindy.
Wow.
Cindy. Maybe. No, I don't see her anymore, but she
She
was
may be out
here.
Getting her 10% discount.
On the food.
At the bar.
Exactly. Oh, good. It looks like people are bidding.
Yes. Come on
People
out.
Are bidding. I've got to get in here.
You don't have to elbow people out of the way here at our silent auction. A wide range of things from T-shirts to trips to London, right?
All these trips. I mean, I know I heard from Justin Mack, who got all these together.
He's amazing.
I know, he is amazing. That it's the accommodations that are that you're bidding on. But I mean, what a deal.
What a deal.
3 days, 4 days and 3 nights, it looks like most of them are. And
you know, one of the things that keeps me from taking trips sometimes, I don't have the time to do all the research.
I know.
So what if you just come on down, chip in
and
a few bucks,
have 18 months to use
it for you.
Yes.
How cool is that?
Yeah. You just have to get there. And if you were going to take a trip anyway, why not take a trip where you basically paying pennies on the dollar for your lodging, which is so expensive these days when you travel.
Yeah,
oh, my
really
gosh. Yeah. I don't think I could stay at any but the most horrid flea bag in Manhattan. So maybe I should bid on the New York one and the London one.
Oh, right. Do them both.
Yes. Amazing.
Well, I'm so glad League of Women Voters is here to help us with our election coming up.
And the Bernheim Forest, Save Bernheim Forest people. I was just talking to her when I had to move my car, so I need to go talk to her some more. They're having an event on Earth Day,
That's right.
a rally.
Yes.
And I was asking the woman who's here representing this group what is going on. And so far, no shovels in the ground, but it's still in court.
Isn't that crazy?
And she said that some of the people who had been urging that the energy be supplied, like one of them was a distillery. I can't think which distillery.
Yeah.
But now they have found a green alternative.
Yeah.
And that just made me so happy.
But if they can be good corporate partners, why can't LG&E?
Exactly. It's like, okay, so we're going to do this? We're going to do this now when we really need to be. Yes, I know. I know. And she was talking about the wildlife corridor, which Bernheim Forest is a part of. And she said it's so narrow, you know, that we've got to keep it contiguous.
Come on down to Logan Street Market. Charles Booker is on his way, and we're going to hear from him before we connect with our friends over in our community, sister city community radio station, Everett East Leeds Community Radio. If you've never been to Logan Street Market, it's right here in Shelby Park on Logan Street at Kentucky. We're thrilled to be celebrating 7 years on the air and marking it with this special live broadcast. Oh, I just see Charles now coming in. What a great and inspiring person Charles Booker is. So good to have him here joining us and supporting this station.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know it was a long wait, but our man of the hour has arrived. Charles Booker is here for his lovely, lovely chance to speak to us all. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a loud round of applause for Charles Booker! And remember, guys, all this great work is done for 106.5. Thank you so much for coming, and we look forward to everything. Come on up, Charles, man. This is all yours.
All right. How y'all doing?
All right.
All right. This is good. I just want to be closer to you.
I want to tell you how grateful I am to be here. I was saying on the way in,
my number one job is to be the assistant to my daughters. And so, so I have three bosses, many of you may know. And my oldest is a rapper. She is a lobbyist. So she's been pushing for the Crown Act and other bills addressing students. She was really active, actually going to the school board meetings to speak up for transportation for all of our students. So I'm really proud of my daughters. So I had to drop her off to perform and come here, and then I got to go pick her up. So that's the job. But I did not want to miss this. And actually, I don't know if you all had a chance to listen to the news just in the last few moments, but what's going on globally right now, like literally right now, is the type of thing that transforms generations. And these are terrifying times. These are really, really scary times. And in times like this, we need truth tellers more than anything. Absolutely. So if I couldn't be anywhere, I wanted to be here because I want to lift up platforms that speak to humanity, that speak to truth at a time when it is discouraged, at a time when it's blocked out. It's hard to find the light in days like these. And to have a message about moving Louisville, not just Louisville, but all of us forward, moving Kentucky forward, speaking to the better angels that I still believe we hold from the hood to the holler. I still believe, but we have to tell that story. And so I wanted to just share that perspective because it can really be exhausting. And you've heard me say this. It's exhausting to have to yell out for humanity, to speak out against injustice, and to really just put a name to the pain, the frustrations, the concerns. It takes a lot. And so I want to thank all of you who have participated over the years to make sure that our voices are heard nonstop every single day, because we deserve that. I come from a long line of preachers, so I'm not going to preach. I'm not going to do that to you. I'm not going to do that. But one of the things that I've learned in organizing, and then even growing up, and my mom is a preacher, I was helping her with her message, she's preaching tomorrow. It is important to tell stories, to be vulnerable, to open up. And one of the most powerful ways that we build coalitions is through storytelling and speaking to where people's hearts are, meeting them where they are, and speaking in a way that lets them know they are not invisible. And to me, that's what this celebration is all about. I'm grateful. Because there are a lot of people, I've traveled across Kentucky, and you know, everywhere I go, I'll shake someone's hand and they're like, all right, Charles, I'm so sorry. Like, no, don't apologize. Because the work that we're doing is generational. It is long term, and history is on our side, and the numbers are on our side. Yeah. And as long as we lift up platforms that speak to that truth, as long as we show the audacity to keep telling the truth that love is the greatest gift and greatest power that we have, if we keep doing that, the moral arc, and I say it all the time, it still does bend. And we are bending it by just showing up even today. So I encourage you, and I'm asking you, for my daughters, for our children, for the city, for this Commonwealth, this country, for the world, please continue to support and be a part of movements that speak truth to power. And make sure that these types of platforms stay alive, that we keep it alive. That is absolutely right. And okay, so this is a little interesting. So this was last year. It was actually around this time, well, a couple weeks ago. It was April of last year during the commemoration of the assassination of Dr. King. And Jesse Jackson, Reverend Jesse Jackson, came to Louisville. And I've met with him because when I was traveling Kentucky, I reached out to people all over, and I remembered, well, look, I wasn't even born yet when he actually was running for president. But I remembered the stories of, you know, someone that looks like me going into rural communities, going into hollers and talking about the challenges and the issues that bring us together. And to me, that's what the Hood to the Holler is all about. Just us seeing beyond divides, seeing beyond anything that could pull us apart, and realizing that we're family and the power of that coalition. He would call it the Rainbow Coalition. And for me, it's been the Hood to the Holler. And so I was able to talk to him over the past few years about it. So last year came in, and if you all have seen him in the news, he's really hobbled. It's really hard for him to speak. He's often pushed around in a wheelchair. He's had a lot of health issues. And so the past few times, I actually couldn't really understand him when he was talking. So like his children or some of his staff would interpret because it's really hard for him to talk. I understood him this time. All right, this is what I'll share with you. So we were together and I came up to him, I shook his hand and I thanked him for being an example. I thanked him for being one of those trailblazers. And I didn't think he was gonna speak, but he squeezed my hand and he like pulled me in and he said, from the hood to the holler. I'm serious, wait a minute, he didn't finish. I don't know, he was fired up. He said, from the hood to the holler, I gave this torch to you. I taught you how to do this. And his staff came around because he was sort of getting tired. I think he got excited seeing me there. And the reason I share that with you is we are in a legacy of fighters, of justice warriors. And it might feel at times, and when we're speaking the truth, that we're all alone, we are not alone. And the numbers and history is on our side. So I'm going to carry the torch in my way. I'm going to do my little part with you. And I hope that you do yours as well. And if we lock arms, we will be unstoppable. And we'll get ridiculous people out of office who don't need to be there. We'll make the investments in our community that we know we deserve and protect democracy for generations to come. And like I said, I'm actually really worried just as I parked listening to the news. So I'll let you all check in. That's why being here was so important, because we need family. We need to lean on each other to do this type of work. Even to just be a truth teller, to be a storyteller, to be an advocate, you need community. And thank you all for letting me be a part of your community. So. So this, the last thing I'll share. I'm working for the governor now. It's one of my jobs. Still got Hood to the Holler. We're still organizing. We're doing a lot of direct organizing across the state. But one of my roles is Director of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives in the Office of the Governor. And one of the things that he talks about regularly is how we put our faith into action. And I appreciate that. Now, I give him a hard time. You know, we have honest talk. I'm grateful for him. We show up when the storms hit and he puts politics aside. I appreciate all of that. And then there are those times when I'm saying, hey, Governor, let's make sure we don't forget folks in the community like the West End or people that are often ignored and forgotten about. Let's not forget that there are folks that are still struggling even right now. I lift that up to say that this is faith in action. Platforms like this is how we put our faith in action. You believe our communities are worth fighting for, you speak to that. The only way we lose is if we shut up. So please don't shut up. And thank you again. Thank you again. Thank you for your support for me. Thank you for lifting up the truth and shining a light in our community. And Miss Ruth, thank you for sending me all those emails. Because this is immediate medicine for me. So I'm going to hug some of you if you let me. And then in a few, I'm going to go get one of my bosses after she does her rap performance. She's part of the Real Young Prodigy. So I'm a proud dad, as you know. But thank you again. So the question was asked. I don't run away from these questions. The question was asked, am I going to run again? I'll put it this way. I never thought I'd run for office. I never thought. I mean, I got this suit jacket on. I'm from 35th and Market. Both my parents dropped out of high school. This is not an arena I thought I'd be in. I'm following my spirit, and I'm trying to be obedient to do my part. And I still have some running shoes. So I'll say this. If we want someone to win an elected office that actually cares about regular people, we need platforms just like this to lift it up and magnify it and let folks know how we can mobilize and that it's possible and that there are fighters out there, because it's not just me. So if you have a Charles Booker sign, feel free to keep it and keep your eyes on me. But just know, whether I'm in office or whatever I'm doing, I'm not going to stop running, because we deserve the future that we're fighting for. And I'm not going to waste any time getting after it. If I wake up tomorrow, I'm fighting. And I hope you are too. That ain't the answer you wanted. But stay tuned. I'll give you that answer. Okay. All right. Well, I don't know if y'all have questions. Ms. Ruth, don't let me take over everything. Y'all know I'm an open book.
Yeah, I feel like we have this frequency here for community radio, and that is the kind of thing that needs to happen all over Kentucky, so that we can start having more radio, more community engagement, more back and forth. So, and even having people from the hauler on our, we would love to have people from the hauler in different parts of Kentucky to come on our radio station and talk to our listeners, because we're city folk, we need to start talking to people out in the rural areas. So that's my whole point, is we've got to start networking, all of us together, and keep our emails.
Well, let me magnify how important that is. So, you know, from running statewide races and doing a lot of work statewide, one of the main ways that folks get information out in the state is through radio. I mean, it's in a lot of cases, you may have satellite radio, you may use your Apple playlist or things like that. But out in the state, radio stations, local stations, are how a lot of folks get their information. And one of the things that I wanted to do, I didn't have the resources to do it, because, you know, I was taking on the machine, so the machine didn't really want to help me. But one of the things that I was trying to do is invest in local radio out in the state, not just around electoral time, but throughout the year, to push on issues, because there are a lot of people that come from communities where they have historically voted in a different direction than me, and have Confederate flags and things of that nature, that have a lot of values that many would call progressive. I'm not shocked by this, because I've seen it so many times, but if you haven't experienced sitting down with someone that you thought didn't understand where you're coming from, you start to open up. I got folks in Hollis supporting Medicare for All and all these different types of progressive investments. It was because we talked. And if we can break through that echo chamber, those silos, and get some information out about what, you know, what we believe in and what we're standing for, but also lifting their voices up, we can change things. It is possible. We got to take some notes from the playbook, because I think those of us who are fighting for humanity, those of us who, you know, see the love in people and want to have a safer community where everyone can thrive, regardless of their skin color, how much money they have, where they're from, the pronouns they use, just for the sake of humanity. It can be hard to raise a standard against the loud, I was going to say loud and crazy people, but I'm trying not to, I'm not judging nobody, okay? I'll leave that for others. But the folks who don't agree tend to be really loud. And, you know, the loud minority, they are actually the minority. There are so many people across Kentucky that want the same types of changes that we want. We have to tell that story. So community radio, to me, we won't have a democracy without platforms like this. I can't stress it enough. This is not just me saying it because I'm here and it sounds like a good thing to say.
I mean this with everything in me, and I'm hoping and I'm pushing for party structures, for political leadership that care about us to invest in community radio, not to try to control the message, but to lift up the voices of regular people. I'm going to do that as much as I can, but it's the key. It really is the key. So, okay, well, happy anniversary. This is to many, many more years. And I love you all. And again, thank you for understanding and allowing me to be assistant and super dad today. And keep me in your prayers. Thank you.
Keep going.
I love you too.
That's Charles Booker coming to you live here at Ford Radio's 7th birthday party at Logan Street Market. Thanks, Charles.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more. Give a round of applause for Charles Booker, our awesome special guest, who should be our next president.
Thank you so much, Charles. Everyone, I hope you enjoyed Charles Booker as much as I did. His words reached my heart. Like, honestly, we are a community. Ford Radio has been here now for 7 years. I want another 7, and then another 7, and another 7. But remember, we can't do that without your support. Remember, all the money is going directly to Ford Radio to keep these awesome programs going, to keep the radio alive, because I know you guys love it. I love it. I love being a broadcaster and a programmer. I love going on the radio and just doing this, la, 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 la. And I just do it all the time. If I can do it, anyone can do it. Ford Radio is here for the people, by the people, with the people.
And coming up soon, we're going to connect with our friends over in East Leeds Community Radio, our sister station, well, our sister city to Louisville over there in England, on the way up to coal country in England. You know, there's a lot of similarities. I had a pleasure of having those folks on my show, Sustainability Now. They have a global act local program, and I had their hosts on my show. And what a great exchange that was, to understand the power of community radio across the pond, and how important it is to not only getting the message out, but to developing and sustaining community. It's such an important medium even today, even as the technology shifts. You love it. I know you love Ford Radio. You're a listener. Become a sponsor today at fordradio.org. If you've already given, thank you so, so much. We've got 37 donors online. I want to thank Sue Finley, our most recent donor, Amanda Fuller, visiting California right now, but pledging to fordradio.org. And we are connecting now with our friends over in East Leeds. We are going to have a great community dialogue with them. And you're going to get to know what it's like to do community radio in England, in our sister city of Leeds, England. Tony is our first contact at East Leeds Community Radio, and he manages Chapel FM, which is the great facility there. It's a performance venue. It's a place for food pantry and teens, and it's great to see Tony again as he comes to us from England. And we're going to be engaging in community conversation with him again about the power of community radio all over the world.
From across the pond in the lovely city and country of...
Hello, I am Tony Macaluso from East Leeds Community Radio in Yorkshire, in Leeds. So hello and greetings from Yorkshire, from Leeds in Yorkshire in the north of England. Leeds and Louisville are our sister cities, twin cities, and our radio station, East Leeds Community Radio, is delighted to have now become twin radio stations with Forward Radio. Sorry to disappoint you by not having a great Yorkshire accent. I'm actually from Chicago myself, but I've been living in Yorkshire for the last 6 years. But we've already done one big radio exchange with Justin, talking about climate change with our climate radio show here in Leeds. And we're talking about doing some collaborations around elections. We've got a big election coming up here later this year. And I know you all do, we all do in the United States there. Also bringing teenagers together as well. This is our home base, by the way. It's in an old chapel in Yorkshire, a little part of it. That's where our radio station, we have a theater and a cafe and a community space as well. There's another view of it at night with the windows all lit up. So, and we would love, we look forward hopefully someday to welcoming some of you also to come visit us here and vice versa. We'd love to bring some groups over there to Louisville at some point in the future as well. So again, Tony from East Leeds Community Radio. It's midnight here in the UK and England. So sorry I'm not with more of my colleagues, but most of them are sound asleep right now. But hopefully this is the first of many exchanges with you all. I've been listening in. The broadcast sounds great. And it's been great just getting to know the station over the past couple of months since we started working with you all. Any questions from your side?
Give us a feeling, Tony, if you could, for what Leeds is like. I know it's on the way to coal country in England, right? Kind of like us here in Louisville.
Yeah, well, Leeds is an interesting place. It's the fourth biggest city in England, right? So it's a fairly good sized city. There's London, Birmingham, Manchester, and then Leeds. And it's in the same. And Leeds itself sits in the middle of Yorkshire. So you might know Yorkshire from a few. Yorkshire itself is a wild, it's got hills and moors. So you might know it from things like, if you know the Bronte sisters, Wuthering Heights, Jane Eyre, all written right around here in Yorkshire, just 20 miles up the way, just outside of Leeds. If people have seen the television show All Creatures Great and Small, the veterinarian who takes care of all the sheep and cows and horses and all that, that's also right in these parts as well. So that's the surrounding area. Leeds itself is a big city. There used to be lots of coal mines around here, so we've got that in common as well, coal country. And one of the places, where the Industrial Revolution started, some of the first oldest railways, trains in the world as well. It's got a fairly famous football team, soccer, I should say. But it's a river town as well. We've got the River Aire, not quite as big as your river, but we've got that in common as well. And and lots of sheep out in the countryside, at least. Lots of sheep.
That's great. I want to do a little comparison, too, of community radio across the pond. So we're finishing up our pledge drive here on Forward Radio. That's an unheard of concept in England,
right?
It is.
Well, I worked at a radio station in Chicago. I worked at a station called WFMT in Chicago, which was the arts and classical music station. We had a radio broadcaster named Studs Terkel, used to work there, the oral historian. And so I did lots and lots of pledge drives. I mentioned pledge drives here, and people look at me like it's an alien concept. Although we haven't yet tried to import one here, so we'll see what happens. Yeah, we, for good or bad, we get most of our funding from grants, particularly from the government, from the Arts Council. So there is a bit more funding for things like this from the government. That comes with some other strings attached sometimes, obviously. So there's pros and cons to that, I'd say. And we also do a lot of teaching. So a big part of our role is we teach people about making radio shows, especially teenagers, but also older people and immigrants and all kinds of things. So a lot of our funding comes as much from that as from the broadcasting side of things.
I was going to ask how far Leeds is from London.
People here think things are far, but coming from the United States, everything is quite close. London is 2 hours south on the train. Similar thing driving, maybe a tiny bit longer to drive down there. And then in the other direction, if you go north, about 2 hours and you get to Scotland, to Edinburgh. So it's about halfway between. So.
Well, I'm asking because I'm going to be in London this summer. And I thought it would be great fun to stop in if I can't. Because we're actually going to head to Scotland as well. Because
Scotland, Leeds is halfway along the train trip. Yeah. And it's quite a nice train trip as well. So we would definitely welcome you and anybody else.
Yeah.
Come along. And to other Forward Leeds broadcasters, we've listened to a number of the shows. There's lots of great, great shows. The kind of thing we did with Justin around the climate show, we'd love to do more. We can link up quite easily and do joint shows across the way and just trade ideas. And most of the rest of the folks have good, strong Yorkshire accents, which sound not quite Scottish, but they're pretty thick accents. So you won't have to deal with my Chicago accent. You'll get a much more flavorful Yorkshire accent.
Yeah, another thing we have in common is university. I actually visited the University of Leeds years ago for a conference, a Bronte conference, and we have a University of Louisville here, And I had a wonderful time at the University of Leeds conference. It was fantastic and got a flavor of the city. It's actually a pretty big city, urban city. It reminded me a lot of Louisville, actually. And we did a tour up in Haworth at the Bronte Parsonage. And it's right. such a beautiful, beautiful part of England. And I had such a positive experience in Leeds. So I just wanted to mention that I feel like there's so much in common between the university cities, the urban universities. So I just wanted to mention that's another thing we have in common.
Great. Yeah, and we work a lot with the university as well. So a number of the shows, people have connections. We just started a new show about art and activism, and that's hosted by someone who works at the university. And the climate show that Justin worked with, Rachel used to teach at the university. So great, yeah.
Yeah, and several of us are connected to the University of Louisville. So so I love that we all have that in common. So it's really great.
Well, thank you again. I mean, it was just a few months ago. It was funny. We were talking with the person from Leeds who runs Leeds' sister cities, Twin Cities, and they asked us, do you know any community, any radio stations in Louisville? And we said, we don't, but give us a couple of days and we'll look. And so we got in touch with Ruth and the others quite out of the blue and introduced ourselves and said we'd love to collaborate. And it was instantly from the very first conversation, and then certainly our first, we did a video meeting like this, and within 5 minutes it was clear that we had a lot in common and completely hit it off. So we could tell there were going to be lots of possibilities. So,
yeah, Tony, one of the things that really surprised me learning about your station is you're actually not even on 24/7 like Ford Radio, right?
No. So we've taken the route. We had the option to do that, and we decided not to, and to focus more on really making podcasts and documentaries and slower. So we have about 40 different radio shows and really building an archive of shows and the teaching side of things, because so much what we do is the teaching and the training and special projects. So we broadcast select days of the week. Yeah.
And yet you have multiple studios and a performance space. Tell us a little bit about the facility.
Yes. So we've got, in the El Chapo, like I say, there's basically three radio studios. So we're quite lucky. And this has been around now. The radio station's been running for 20 years. It's been in this building for 10 years. So we're similar age in that sense. But downstairs, when you go in, there's a little entry area. There's two radio studios in the back. Quite nice. When I first saw it, I was really impressed. I mean, full-on radio studios with all the equipment and glass. Upstairs is a theater that seats about 80 people in the old chapel, in the balcony of the chapel. So it's got wooden pews. Still has a working organ. And that whole space is basically a big radio studio. So when we do live events there, we can be broadcasting live from the radio and streaming out on video. So we could definitely do some kind of collaborative project where we have a bunch of people in that space and a bunch of people in Louisville and chatting up about ideas. And then a cafe and then a second performance space and a couple of teaching spaces as well. So next time we talk with y'all, I'll be there. I would be there now. We just had an event earlier this evening. We had a film screening upstairs.
So we could expand, right? Yeah.
We have the potential to expand at the Hayburn building where we are. There's a lot of vacancy right now. So donate to fordradio.org and maybe we could rent out another second studio.
There's a commercial real estate crash.
Yeah, exactly. We're gonna be able to get space. It'll be real cheap for us if we do it right now. Oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
One of the things, Tony, you mentioned was elections coming up in both of our nations. We're inundated with news about the U.S. elections. Tell us a little bit about what's happening in England.
Yeah, so it's quite strange. I've been here now for, it'll be 6 years soon, and I've lost track of how many prime ministers we've had in that time. I think it's four or five.
Yeah.
One of them only lasted 40 days, so it's been an exciting time. So yeah, I thought I was leaving all the drama behind when I came over here. But one of the strange things about elections here is that they don't take place on a set day every so many years. There's a window of time and the prime minister gets, so we don't know exactly when the election's going to be, but it looks like it'll be very close to the same time as the US election, within a month or so, in October, November, December. So we've talked with Ruth, because I know Ruth has been doing some projects about the election and international connections. So we've got lots of teenagers in particular at our space. They're quite lively, they're quite funny and witty and really curious about the rest of the world, very tuned in to what's going on in terms of politics and things, quite artistic as well. So I know they and also the other groups would love to do some joint stories about elections in both countries happening at the same time. So currently we've got the Conservative Party in, or otherwise known as the Tories. They've been in for 13 years now. It's probably going to swing the other direction this year. But anything could still happen. And also lots of local elections. We've got, in fact, our mayor is up for re-election. She's quite interesting. She was a film actor, an actress, and she's up for her second term. And she's in a big campaign now to transform all the buses and public transportation and bring them back under city control and make them more affordable and environmentally friendly. So we've been quite involved with that as well. So we've got a good relationship with the mayor. And I should say our local member of parliament, so the equivalent of, you know, a representative, comes around the station quite a bit and does stuff with us. He's there just about every month. And he's a big heavy metal music fan. So he hosts, every now and then he hosts the heavy metal music show, talking about the latest Metallica album and things like that. He's probably, as far as we know, he's the only member of parliament who has his own heavy metal music radio show. I think it's safe to say. So his name is Richard Bergen, and he's great. So, quite generous with his time and just very involved.
Well, one of the groups with a booth here at our party is the League of Women Voters, who of course does work to educate us all about how our democracy works, who the candidates are in a nonpartisan way, and to get people registered. So I'm wondering, in England, do you have similar groups like that that have to work really hard to get people to even show up to vote? Or is it just part of the culture? Everybody does it.
It's definitely taken more for granted, although, and I get to vote here now, even actually from quite early on. I don't yet have citizenship, but I have right to remain, so I get I can vote. So I voted in the last election, actually quite quickly after I moved here. And so there's not the same kind of get out the, I mean, that general spirit around elections, it's a little more taken granted. It's a little calmer. I sort of missed some of the energy while being from Chicago too. Elections in Chicago tend to be quite rowdy affairs, and local elections as well. So it's a little more, that get out to vote is a little more taken for granted, which I sort of missed that really push and things. They also, for the first time this election coming up, in fact, for the local elections too, in a couple weeks, are requiring voter ID. That didn't used to be the case. But I think, national elections have become more heated. Local elections, yeah, there's not quite as much door knocking. I did canvassing actually for the last national election, knocking on doors, and it was fun. It was a great way to just get to know the country a bit better and the politics. But we'd love to, love to keep talking about that side of things.
Anyone else have any questions for Tony about, come on, Tom. Tom Lambert, host of Economic Impact, is an economics professor at the University of Louisville.
Great.
A heterodox economist. He has a wonderful take on economics. What's your question, Tom?
Was wondering, is this true that Braverman is thinking about challenging Sunak for the Tory leadership position, or is she going to? I was there in London in November when she was kind of forced to step down, or maybe the week later, I can't remember, because of some of her remarks about the police and the protesters. I was there that day too, but I didn't see anything bad. But is she going to be a candidate this year, next year? I mean, next year, yeah.
Yeah, it seems to be a possibility. There's a kind of
pretty controversial, from what I understand.
Shakespearean level to politics lately, particularly within the Conservative Party, of different factions knocking each other off and strategizing and plotting and scheming against each other. It is like a Shakespeare history play right now.
Interesting.
They're waiting in the wings to see if they can nudge their way in. And of course, Parliament is quite. We actually have done a couple of radio broadcasts where we brought groups of teenagers down to London to go around Parliament and record interviews, and we're able to put that on the radio as well, which was fun.
Okay, I only know two faculty members at University of Leeds, Andrew Meerman and Gary Dembski. Don't know if they have.
Oh, we know Gary.
Gary Dembski. He's originally from Canada, I think.
Yeah, he worked in Indiana as well. Yeah. He's an economist at the University of Leeds. And he's been to the station. He's been on the radio once or twice with us as well. So that's great that you know Gary. We'll have to make sure Ruth connects us, and I'll get in touch with Gary.
Gary's a great guy. Seen him at many conferences. Yes. Maybe I'll see him in Bristol this summer. So
fantastic. Yeah. Well, and he's a big jazz fan as well. So I think we've talked about him on the radio and talking about jazz as well as politics.
All right.
Yeah, another fellow American living here.
Tell him I say hello. So.
Fantastic. Well, that's great that we've got that. And I know Gary well. I've been to his house for dinner.
Okay.
And he's been here.
All right. So I have to think of a way to do a show together somehow. So.
Yeah.
That would be great.
And you do a show on economics there?
Yes, mostly local, but also sometimes national. Right. I've had Richard Wolff on my show.
Maybe as part of the election broadcast that Ruth is thinking to set up, maybe we could do one about sort of
that would be excellent
economic impacts of the election and politics, and we could get Gary on as a guest on our side. So
that would be great. Yeah.
Fantastic.
We could
excellent
catch two birds with one egg, do a double show. So.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tom.
This has been awesome, Tony, connecting across the pond and across the airwaves. That's what community radio does. We're so grateful to be in partnership with you all and to make this new relationship with our sister city in Leeds, England. And thank you for joining us today. And we probably shouldn't keep you up any later, right? It's about time to go to bed, I believe.
Only 20 past.
It's party time.
Right. Well, congratulations on the anniversary. Woo! 7 years. Is that right?
Yeah, so 7 years.
Tuning in from over here. And we're very excited. We look forward to lots more.
Lots more collaboration going forward.
Come.
That's great, Tony. Thank you so much.
We've just turned the lights back on, and the birthday cake is coming out with a candle on it. Wow. Now is the time.
7 year birthday cake out in the middle of our dance floor.
Woo! All right, to every member of 106.5, get your butts around the cake so we can get a group picture. And we're here with 106.5.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Let's get our group picture.
Let's go.
Folks, this is the birthday cake here by Carolyn Brooks Johnson. It's homemade.
Homemade birthday cake right now. Live on the air, we're going to cut this cake. I don't know if you can hear a cake cutting live on the air, but for sure, it's a beauty. We are so thrilled to be cutting our seventh birthday cake. See about three different cameras in front of me now, taking our group picture. So proud to be a part of this station and this community over all of these years. Woo! Happy birthday, Forward Radio! Woo! 7 years in your ears, and the seventh candle has been blown. And that's it, folks. It is time to eat and enjoy the cake and party down. It is a great time to be a part of this station. We're going to take you back to the automation, to the studio right now on our regularly scheduled programming. We're going to hear some of a brand new show on our station, Dan Sweeney's One Hit Wonders. It's great. It's coming up here on Forward Radio. Thanks, everybody, for supporting us over all of these years, keeping us going on the air. We couldn't possibly do it without you. That's me, Justin Mogg, signing off from Logan Street Market and here on Forward Radio. And that is how things wrapped up at our birthday party and our special live broadcast on April 13th at Logan Street Market. What a great time we had. And thanks, everybody, who made it such a special event and who chipped in some dollars to keep us on the air. If you didn't get a chance, if you weren't there, you can still go to forwardradio.org and support us. Help us meet our goal of raising $7,000 so we can stay on the air for an eighth year in your ear right here on 106.5 FM and forwardradio.org. And we look forward to being back in your ears with another Truth to Power again next week, my friends.